I don't know if you knew this, but the world of podcasting is massive. Hi, I'm Leah. I'm the host of CBC's Podcast Playlist. There is such a constant avalanche of new releases, it can be hard to keep up. Luckily, Podcast Playlist can help. Every week, we deep dive into the podcast world to find the most compelling stories. And every month, we'll give you a sneak peek into the hottest new releases so you can stay ahead. Tune in to Podcast Playlist on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hi, I'm Phelan Johnson, co-host of The Secret Life of Canada and the CBC podcast Buffy. On Thursday, May 4th, CBC Podcasts hosted a night of storytelling at the 2023 Hot Docs Festival. Hosts from some of CBC Podcasts' most acclaimed series took to the stage and turned the mic on themselves to share stories they've spent years figuring out how to tell. In the conversation you're about to hear, Let's Not Be Kidding host Gavin Crawford is joined on stage by comedian Aurora Brown. The two open up about why they felt it was important to make this podcast and how dark humor can be healing. Have a listen.
Thank you so much, everybody. We're going to take a seat. I just got really emotional right before we're supposed to speak.
Yeah, that was nice to just be like, don't be sad, but here's just a reminiscence.
Yeah,
I'm Gavin Crawford, in case you don't know, and I'm just going to take a moment to introduce my co-pilot for this segment, the amazing and wonderful and super talented Aurora Brown, who you may know from Baroness Von Sketch Show. And she's going to drive this plane because
yes.
I can't.
I'm Gavin's emotional support comedian for the evening. Gavin, I've listened to the whole podcast over the last few days. It's quite amazing. It's really quite beautiful. And in it, you know, a listener gets to know your mom and the journey of Alzheimer's and your journey with it. And you mentioned that you had started it as something else and then it became a podcast. So I wonder, can you talk about what was the initial thing it was meant to be and when did you decide to bring other people in and make it what it is now?
I think initially, because Alzheimer's is so long, it's like the world's shittiest magic show. You're like, watch this woman disappear slowly over the course of 10 years. Still happening? And then I had amassed all these stories and I kind of needed to get them out in some way, but I was like, is it stand-up? It's not really the venue for that. And then I thought, well, maybe I can write, but I'm very lazy, so I didn't want to. But I had written down a little short story because one time, it was Christmas, my parents had come to stay with us, and my mom, she really liked my husband Kyle. He's a very good designer, but she had forgotten what a Christmas tree was, so she kept like sitting there and being like every 10 minutes being like, whose idea was that to bring a tree in the house? Was that Kyle? I bet it was Kyle. God, he is such a good designer. You should tell your sisters about this. I bet they would do it too. And you're like, what in the world? And I'm like, oh, maybe I could call the Bay. They might put them in the windows, do you think? And it was just so strange. So I wrote it down, and then Damon at CBC Podcast had approached me and said, you know, is there anything you want to write about? And I was like, musicals? But then I realized, like, you know, I did want to tell these stories about my mom and what we were going through. And I sort of sent him that Christmas tree story, and he was like, I think this might be it. And so, yeah, it started like that.
Yeah, and it's funny because in one of our conversations, we talked about how you kind of don't want to talk about anything else, although you can almost never talk about it because it's such a conversation killer. It's like, how are you? Like, well, my dad is demented and can't remember that my mom is already dead, you know, that kind of thing. But at this,
yeah, you can't drop it at a party.
You can't drop that at a party or an audience at Hot Dogs. But you do want to talk about it with somebody, or I did, with somebody who's going through the same thing. It was very cathartic.
Well, that was one of the things I realized. I was sitting with Scott Thompson having brunch in L.A., and his mother was kind of in the throes of dementia at a point where she really didn't know who he was, but she was relentlessly hitting on him all the mm-hmm. time. And we were just laughing and laughing because it's very funny and harrowing at the same time. And then yeah. I thought, what if I just reach out to the people that I know who are mostly comedians, and you know, we can sit in a room with dark comedy brain and just kind of trade these stories, and
yeah.
that's sort of what we did.
Now, you had your own story about being not you for your mom. She mistook you for a friend from childhood, right?
Oftentimes I would be her high school friend, Frank, which was weird. Mm-hmm. But then you could be anyone. Like, there's times when she would just think you were just, I guess, a friend of hers from like the 80s.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so she would often talk about me to me, and we talked about that a little bit in the podcast.
Yeah, let's listen to that clip.
What's interesting is my mom often will remember me to me now and talk about me as if I'm a stranger.
Oh,
who
yeah.
She's, because my, you know, my mom was very much about her kids and what they were doing. And, you know, so she'll sometimes, like, you know, just be like, well, I mean, I don't know if you know my son Gavin, but, you know, he lives in Toronto. And I'm like, oh, yeah, how does he like that? One time she said, he lives in Toronto with, get this, a guy.
Get this.
I know. And I was like, well, okay.
I thought we'd cross that hurdle many years ago.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I know. I sort of know what period in time we are. And then I was just like, oh, I guess I'm a lady at one of the coffee clutches finding out about the gay son now. Let's see how this goes.
Did you ever have the urge to, like, pump her for gossip about you or see if she had any secret opinions?
I tried to do that with, like, my brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would just be sitting there and
who's
just, like...
Who's your favorite?
And it would be like, or I'd be like, didn't you have one daughter that was sort of... And she'd be like, a bitch? Yeah. And then... but I didn't, like... but then, you know, she'd start talking about me again, and I would be like, no. Or sometimes she'd, like, misappropriate, and she'd be like, well, I don't know if you... My oldest daughter is an actor and lives in Toronto. And I'm like, that is not true! But you can't... Of course you can't do that.
No, that's true.
Yeah, but it was very nice to be able to, like, sit with you and Scott and a bunch of other people and just kind of trade these stories, because everyone has their own individual journey, but there's so many commonalities. Like, I think one of the big ones, there's an episode 5, which is called Hide the Keys.
Yes. It's about driving. I mean, that this issue hits people who aren't, you know, aren't dealing with dementia even, but it becomes a big one when someone forgets how to drive. And that was, I felt almost ashamed talking about it because I couldn't believe that I had to say, like, sometimes we let him drive the car even when he couldn't remember other stuff. But
yeah, because you know you shouldn't, but it's too hard to take the keys away. So you're just like, good luck, world.
Exactly. Exactly. It's such an identity thing. You know, when a person can drive, it's such a powerful part. And to take away that, it feels awful. But I think we have another amazing clip to listen to.
One of the things he liked to do was go and look at cars. And so one of the things we would do together in the fall of 2020 is, like, go and stop at the, you know, the Subaru place and just kind of look at cars. And he liked to have that chat with people.
Were you always on pins and needles, like, when they say, let's go for a test drive?
Well, I wasn't until this one day, because he's like, I'm going to go in and talk to the guy. So I said, okay, well, I'll stay with the car. And then he'd been gone for a while. And I got out of the car and walked and just happened to intercept my dad pulling out, like, pulling up to the exit in a new Subaru, going for a test drive by himself in a car, like, so far from his car, as far as, like, there's computers. Like, it's, you know, it's a smartphone, basically, with a car around it. And I was like, what? And I was so mad at him. You know, I got in with him and helped him and stuff like that. But I was like, I can't believe you're doing, you know, that was one of the few times I allowed my anger to kind of unload on him. And he was so crestfallen. I felt awful.
I did feel awful because I was so scared. It's very scary realizing that you don't quite know what will be available to the person. There were times where my dad could drive no problem. You know, that program was suddenly engaged. He was like, you know, here's the gift, all that stuff that's so basic to you. And then one day he just freaked out going down the block because he's like, where is the button for the windows? And he couldn't remember. And it was funny, but it was also like, ooh, you know, like at any moment the plane could drop, you know, and there could be a bit of turbulence. That was very scary for me, but also for him, because imagine if I hadn't happened to get out of the car at that point and he'd just been driving around Orillia in a new Subaru. Anyway.
But that's the best part of doing, not like being able to tell these stories, but also bring in other people for me, is that it's like the best part of that clip is when you're like, I let myself get mad at him. Because the thing is, when you're going through this, you want to be doing the right thing, and you don't know what the right thing is, and you make so many mistakes. And I think talking to other people and realizing the mistakes they made, or just that, like, everybody else gets so frustrated. Like, when they ask you the same question for the 1,000th time, you know, you really do want to just, like, make up some crazy answer and be like, you know, they're dead or something, like, because you just don't want to do it.
Yeah, they for those of you who have investigated, one of the first pieces of advice they give you is to roll with it, to not try every time to make the person remember, because they can't. And, you know, imagine if some stranger suddenly showed up and started telling you, like, you're not where you think you are. It is very distressing. And so, Gavin, you and I share the improv background where rolling with it is, you know, are the first skill you learn, like, yes, and.
Yeah.
And then they're like, but not, don't, you know, feed the fantasies too
much. Yeah, don't. You like, don't okay. want to go too far.
Yeah.
You're like, so, oh, you were a scuba diver. Why don't we try that?
Yeah, yeah. But it takes a lot of, it requires you to try and access the serenity that you might possess inside oneself. Yeah. And we talk also, there were times we talked about the different things that get you through those moments. You know, I was saying as an atheist myself, I don't have a God to rely on, but I do have fantasy and science fiction. We talk about...
we're very deep nerds, both of us. So then our conversations ended up going to a very nerdy place sometimes.
Yes, yes. But sometimes that's what you have to do, I think. And we talk about... I can't remember exactly what we talk about in this clip, but let's find out.
It's video games.
It's video games.
It's because, yeah, video games always come up when we get together.
At the beginning of this... I was sort of asking the question, like, why am I even doing this? Like, partly I was like, well, I want to talk, I need to talk about it just as a steam valve release.
Yeah.
But then I'm also like, who is this for? Who cares? Like, oh, sure, come and be sad about someone you don't even know. But then I was like, so I started to think of it as like an FAQ or like a walkthrough, you know, video game walkthroughs.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're playing a game and then you're just like, I wonder if anyone else had trouble with this part.
Yes. And you go online, there's 1,000 videos.
And there's like 1,000 people being like,
here's my run through of level A.
It's like, oh my God, this wall is so frustrating. Like, is anyone else having trouble getting up this wall?
Everybody's having trouble. Show of hands, adult gamers.
Yes. Yay!
Highly recommend. As a way, you know, if you feel like just, you know, like shooting a bunch of things in virtual reality, not in real reality.
Aurora is great at going very deep at that stuff.
That's
like,
true.
I needed to refill my mana levels.
Yes.
It's like, I just needed a potion.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's a handy metaphor because there were times where my mana level was very, very low because there's always something kind of draining you when you have somebody in your life who has dementia or Alzheimer's that it's very draining. And I noticed the difference as soon as that wasn't there anymore, that my mana levels were like rising again or even staying at the same, enjoying things. That was a really nice thing. But that's later on. I think that's episode 7 that we
talk about. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It ends how you think it does.
Yeah. like it does for all of us, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess speaking of which, we're close to wrapping this up. But yeah, I mean, one of the weird things about, I want to tell these stories, but then we also made it into a podcast, but because it's a podcast, there's just certain things that come with it being a podcast, like next time on the podcast. And, you know, we had originally we were going to make 6 episodes, and then the thing that we knew was going to happen, and so we were like, okay, well, let's make a 7th episode. Mm-hmm. But then I guess we were I'd gone into the studio with my amazing producer, David Carroll, and we were just doing some, like, pickup lines for, like, the 6th or something like that, and he kind of absentmindedly was like, can you just give me a coming up on episode 7? And my brain, because it was like a month after the funeral, and my brain kind of like snapped. And I don't know if this is even in the podcast, but I think they've given us a little outtake of the like part of the 20-minute tear I just went on coming up. And it sounds like this.
How do you feel about recording a teaser for the final episode?
What do you... I can't, like, I don't know what to...
It doesn't have to be major, just a couple of sentences.
I mean, I don't really know how to lead in to be like, tune in next week for the season finale. Will a major character get killed off? Yes. Next week. Tune in next week for a very special episode of this podcast. Yes, it's the one we've all been waiting for, the death. Breaking... This is supposed to be the last episode. Tune in next week for a bonus episode. Tune in next week when my mom finally finds a way out of the maze. I mean, yeah.
You have to laugh, though.
It's the thing. Like, if you like dark humor, you have to laugh. Thanks so much, Aurora.
Thank you so much. That's
Thank
our
you,
time.
Hot Dogs. That's us.
That was comedian Aurora Brown and host of the CBC podcast Let's Not Be Kidding, Gavin Crawford, at the 2023 Hot Docs Festival. You can listen to all 7 episodes of Let's Not Be Kidding right now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.